This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 summit at Kananaskis, Canada this evening. Mr. Modi reached Calgary this morning. He received a warm welcome at the airport upon his arrival. This would be his sixth consecutive participation in the G7 summit. During the two-day visit to Canada at the invitation of Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will also hold several bilateral meetings at the sidelines of the summit. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The Group of Seven is an informal grouping of seven of the world's advanced economies, France, US, UK, Germany, Japan, Italy, Canada, and the European Union. Its members meet annually at the G7 summit to discuss global, economic, and geopolitical issues. The focus areas of the G7 summit this year will include protecting communities and the world, building energy security, and accelerating the digital transition, and securing the partnerships of the future. India has been regularly invited to the outreach session of the G7 summit in the past few years. New Delhi has always brought the issues of Global South to the fore during its interventions made at the previous G7 summits. Suparna Sekia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Government has decided to open 2,000 driving training schools in various parts of the country. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, said that these training schools will be opened in backward and tribal areas of the country, which will generate employment opportunities for youth. The Financial Action Task Force, FATF, has condemned the Pahalgam terror attack, saying the attack could not have occurred without financial backing. The global watchdog said in a statement that the Pahalgam attack and other recent attacks could not have happened without money and means to move funds between terrorist supporters. The FATF reaffirmed its support to over 200 jurisdictions within its global network to build and enhance their counter-financing of terrorism measures. It will soon release a comprehensive analysis of terrorist financing, compiling cases provided by the global network. U.S. President Donald Trump has urged everyone to immediately evacuate Tehran amid rising tensions between Iran and Israel. He, however, did not elaborate. Nearly 10 million people live in the Iranian capital. Trump wrote on Truth Social and Iran that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. In view of the ongoing developments in Iran and Israel, the Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, has set up a 24/7 control room to monitor the situation and assist Indian nationals. The MEA has shared multiple helpline numbers for those seeking support. These include a toll-free number 1-800-118-797, as well as three landline numbers, +91 11 2301 4104 and +91 11 2301 7905. A dedicated WhatsApp number, +91 99682 91988, has also been made available, along with an email contact at situationroom@mea.gov.in. In addition to this, the Indian Embassy in Tehran has activated a 24/7 emergency helpline to support Indian citizens residing in or traveling through Iran. For voice calls, individuals can reach out at +989121809115 and +989121809109. For WhatsApp support, the embassy has provided the numbers +989010445557, +989015993320, and +918086871709. Regional contact numbers have also been set up in Bandar Abbas, +989177699036, and Zahedan, +989396356649. The embassy can also be reached via email at cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. IMD has forecast a very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Karnataka, Konkan and Goa till Thursday. Parts of Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Maharashtra, Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Uttarakhand and northeastern states are also expected to witness heavy to very heavy rain during the next 2 to 3 days. The Met Department further predicted that Delhi NCR, along with Haryana, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh, is expected to experience light to moderate rainfall. And that is the end of this news bulletin.